Today we remember and celebrate Martha. I must confess, I can never recall Martha without also recalling her sister Mary. That scene in John's Gospel always comes to mind. Jesus arrives, and Mary right away goes out to sit at his feet to listen and learn from him. Martha stays at home to take care of their guests, and she's not too happy about that. She complains to Jesus about Mary, leaving her alone to tend to hospitality. I don't think she's much pleased when Jesus tells her he thinks Mary chose the better part. Tradition has made these two sisters into exemplars, in fact, contrasting exemplars. Mary represents the more contemplative, reflective, and receptive aspects of Christian life. And Martha has come to be seen as representing the active life of the Christian. She's the can-do, take-charge kind of woman. The contrast is fair, I think. But we should be aware of becoming simplistic, of making either woman into stereotypes. The danger with making stereotypes is that we narrow and simplify not only other people, but also ourselves. We tend to narrow not only the person we're talking about, but also ourselves. We narrow and dwindle ourselves into people less than full, less than rich with all sorts of possibilities. We can make Martha, we can make ourselves into stereotypes of the can-do, take-charge person. In doing so, we can overlook her and her own depths. We can overlook our own depths. We can overlook her feelings, and we can overlook our own feelings. But today's reading defies any such stereotyping of Martha. She's the one who runs to Jesus this time, not Mary, who stays quietly at home. It's Martha who deeply feels the loss of her brother Lazarus. And it's Martha who has the guts and courage to ask Jesus why. Why hadn't he come earlier? He might have saved Lazarus. I think Jesus appreciates Martha for who she really is. A woman of depth who loved Lazarus and who loves Jesus. And so, to this woman of depth and love, he asks a very direct and scary question. Martha, do you believe that I, Jesus, am the resurrection and life? Then he explains that question. Martha, do you believe that whoever believes in me, even if he dies, which is inevitable, do you believe he will live and in fact will never die? Jesus is inviting Martha to face the question of eternal life. Her own eternal life, meaning her own living with and in God, and God's own living with and in her. The miracle of raising Lazarus to life acts out what God does with each of us. God raises us to life. And so the same question comes to us. Do you believe that God is pouring his own eternal life into you, making you come to life, come to his life? Now, Martha tries to answer as best she can. She tries to respond to Jesus. She answers by saying Jesus is the Messiah. She makes a step toward truth, just like us, when we try to answer the same question. But Jesus' question remains, and it won't go away. Do you believe God is pouring his own eternal life into you, making you come to full life, making you come to his life? Now remember what we said about stereotyping. Jesus wants to shatter all our stereotypes, all our stereotypes about ourselves and about God.